Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlinePlus.gov. Regards to all our listeners. I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, for Donald Lindbergh, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here is what's new this week in Medline Plus. Medically supervised weight loss programs that focus on need-based personalized assistance instead of frequent group meetings are less expensive and equally effective in helping adults take off pounds, suggests a helpful study and accompanying editorial recently published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. In a clinical trial of 363 overweight to obese adults, where one group received more personalized need-based occasional weight loss information and another attended monthly to weekly group meetings, both groups lost about 7 to 8% of their weight, experienced similar fitness improvements, and decreased blood pressure during an 18-month period. The differences in weight loss between the two groups were not statistically significant, and other health advances were statistically similar. Both groups in the clinical trial, conducted at the University of Pittsburgh and the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill between 2008 through 2010, were encouraged to decrease their daily calories to about 1,800 or 1,200, depending on a participant's weight at the start of the study. Both groups received counsel to phase in exercise of up to 5 hours weekly within 6 months of enrolling in the trial. Both groups received identical overall diet, meal plan, and exercise advice. However, the study participants that met regularly as a group uniquely received dietary information within classes that included generic strategies to improve food behaviors. Meanwhile, the need-based personalized group met less frequently and, instead of generic instruction, received tips tailored to the participants' weight loss progress. Persons in the need-based personalized group additionally received a 10-minute monthly telephone contact as well as an individual meeting with a counselor during the first months of the program. As the trial continued, the telephone reminders were replaced with a second periodic meeting with a counselor. Although most of the between-group results were similar, the study's 9 authors found the cost to implement the need-based personalized program was about $785 per participant, compared to $1,357 per person to host regular group weight loss meetings and classes. The study's lead author told Reuters, and we quote, "The standard way of doing weight management as a behavioral intervention is very time-expensive as well as cost-expensive. We're trying to find ways to deliver virtually the same effectiveness, if not better effectiveness, at a lower cost." End of quote. The editorial that accompanied the study lauded its methods and noted the research was a rare example where most participants in both the intervention and control groups lost weight. The editorial's author, Dr. George Bray, Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, writes, and we quote, "The approximately 7% to 8% weight reduction achieved at 18 months has important clinical benefits for adults with cardiovascular or diabetic risk factors," end of quote. Overall, Dr. Bray writes, the study, and we quote, "shows that the novel approach to spending more time and effort on patients who need it most may be more economical than implementing a standard protocol for all participants, regardless of their response." End of quote. Still, Dr. Bray explains future research needs to demonstrate how to foster sustainable and long-term weight loss among overweight and obese adults. Despite the weight loss within both study groups during the trial, both groups regained some weight during the last 12 months. Turning to MedlinePlus.gov's Weight Control Health Topic page, an overview of safe and recommended weight loss programs from the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases is available in the Start Here section. An interactive tutorial that engages you in easy-to-understand, sensible diet and exercise planning also can be found in the Start Here section. In a website that provides similar counsel to the advice given to both groups in the study, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, notes maintaining healthy weight means a change in lifestyle as well as diet. The CDC's website is found in the Overview section. MedlinePlus.gov's Weight Control Health Topic page also provides tailored information for children, teenagers, men, and women in devoted sections. MedlinePlus.gov's Weight Control Health Topic page adds the latest pertinent journal research articles, which are available in the journal articles section. Links to related clinical trials that may be occurring in your area are available in the Clinical Trials section. From the Weight Control Health Topic page, you can sign up to receive email updates with links to new information as it becomes available on Medline Plus. To find MedlinePlus.gov's Weight Control Health Topic page, type Weight Control in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage, then click on Weight Control, National Library of Medicine. MedlinePlus.gov also has health topic pages devoted to diets, exercise, and physical fitness, nutrition, obesity, and body weight. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, Chrome, or Explorer. To find MobileMedlinePlus.gov, just type MobileMedlinePlus in the same web browsers. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available by typing director's comments in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. It was nice to be with you. I look forward to meeting you here next week.